Okay, but today's daf is Kuf Aleph. I'd like to learn today's daf from Zeichon Nishmas, my great-grandmother, Yehudas Tova Bas Nachum, whose yahrzeit is today, Shama Shehavin Aliyah. So we are on Kuf Amud Beis by like the third to last line, Osam B'nei Adam. So we're going to get into the sugyas of, you know, more deeper into the sugyas of Kiddush V'Havdalah. So the case now is, Osam B'nei Adam Shekidshu B'Beis HaKnesses. So you have those people, Osam B'nei Adam, that heard Kiddush in the Beis Knesses. So they heard Kiddush in the Shul, he's a Shliach Tzibur makes Kiddush, and Amar Rav, Rav says, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, they weren't Yotze, they were Chiyuv of Yayin, but Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, but they were Yotze, their Chiyuv of Kiddush. So what's Yidei Yayin, what's Yidei Kiddush? So Rashbam explains, Rashbam just flips it. So Yidei Yayin is a last Rashbam, Yidei Yayin Lo Yotzu, She'im Yesh Lehem Yayin B'Veisam Lishtos, Chayav Levarach Baruch Yagafen. If they're going to go home, and they're going to drink wine, they have to make a bracha again on the wine. The bracha on the yayin that they heard in shul, it's not going to be yotze, the bracha of the yayin that they're going to make the wine at home. They're not going to be yotze with the wine that even if they drank the wine in shul, because they uprooted from their place, they moved to a different place. Because now you lose your mind, you don't pay attention. And you have to make a bracha. But if someone who makes kiddush in his house, al shulchano b'shabbos at his table, ain't sarach levarich al yayin shebitoch hasuda. So if he makes kiddush, he doesn't have to make another bracha on the wine. The bracha on the wine at kiddush will be yotze him for any other wine that he drinks, actually any other liquid that he drinks during the meal. Shrepocho yayin shulchnei hasuda. Correct. It's done. Hates levarichim. Berach al yayin shelifle mazon. Patros al yayin shelacher mazon. Fine. So that's Yidei Yayin. He's not going to be Yotze. When they go back home, they'll have to make another Bor Pir Gafen. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, Yukatosos. Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, they don't have to make Kiddush again. And he also says, Afal Pishalo Sasu, even if they didn't drink. Right? They heard it from somebody else. Somebody else made Kiddush. They didn't drink. They came along. They Makadish Tzarachiyatom. Really, the person making the Kiddush has to drink. Vim Lo Tom, if the person making the Kiddush doesn't drink, Ela Echa Mehem, and only one, somebody else who hears, drinks, Yotzu Kulin Yidei Chovasan, they all Yotze. Right? Mim Chachilot Tzarach Shiyat Bukulam, idea also by us, so one person makes the Kiddush, not everybody has to drink it, even the person making the Kiddush, he doesn't necessarily have to be the one to drink it, as long as somebody who's being Yotze drinks what the Shiyar. So that's what Rav says, that Yidei Yayin Yotze, the Kiddush Lo Yotzu. Tosos just points out, Tosos just points out, Tosos in the middle of the Kiddush Yotzu, see a little more, he says, Heicha deleka orchim samach beis haknesses, if there are no guests, then ain't the Kaddish, I rachel batala, then you don't make the Kiddush. So according to Tosos, b'sman hazeh, when there are no guests who stay, we're going to see later on what that means, this is on for the guests in the shul, when there aren't people staying in the shul or eating in the shul, you don't make Kiddush. Seems to be the minhag of many shuls, especially in Israel, but and most shuls here, but a lot of really hardcore Nusach Ashkenaz shuls, they do make Kiddush on Friday nights. We'll see other Rishonim in a moment. So that's what Rav says. For Shmuel says, Af Yedei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. They weren't even Yotzi the Mitzvah of Kiddush. They weren't Yotzi the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Rashbam says, Kidav Rashina Kataim LeKamei, because we'll see the reason momentarily, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Kiddush has to be B'Makom Suda. So before we get to the idea that we're talking about the guests, so if I'm sitting in Shul, and I hear someone make Kiddush, I still have to go home and make Kiddush. I wasn't Yotze to Kiddush and Shul because that's not where my Suda was. Kiddush has to be where I'm going to eat the meal. As Rashbam points out, to Ksiv, two reasons why. Number one, Pasuk says, when Yishaya, the Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, you have to call Shabbos and Oneg, B'makam Shaktare, Kare L'Shabbos, at the place where I call out Shabbos, which is the place where I make Kiddush, Klomar Kriya the Kiddush, Shamte Oneg. That's where I have to have the enjoyment. The enjoyment is the meal. So, Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. That's the midrashu. That's the drush. Unami, he says svari. It's a svari, that's for sure. Me the ikva kiddush al yayin. Once the chachamim made the takan, he's supposed to make kiddush on the wine. Get a tiny command. Zachrei al yayin. Mistama al yayin. Shabasat suda hukva bechashiv. You want to do it during the wine. You can make the kiddush on the wine of the meal because that's a chashiv wine. That's where you kovei the suda. So if you kovei the suda, that's where the kiddush should be. So Shmuel says that you're not yotze anything. You're not yotze. He agrees not Yotze Yayin, so you have to make another bracha, and he's also not Yotze Kiddush, because it wasn't B'makom Suda. So El Rav, the Gemara says, according to Rav, that a person is Yotze his Chov Kiddush when he did the Kiddush that he hears in Shul, Lamalei L'Kiddushei B'Beisei. Why does he go have to make Kiddush at home? He was already Yotze. Simple answer, Kedei L'Hotzi, Barn L'Vnei Beiso. Because he wants to be Motze, his children, and the people of his household. So they will be Yotze. So when he goes home, when he makes Kiddush at home, he's only making Kiddush to be Motze everybody else. But he himself has already been Yotze, the Chiyuv of the Mitzvah of Kiddush.
Are we talking about the Mitzvah D'Oraisa or the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan?
Of what?
Of making Kiddush, of sanctifying the day.
Who says it's a D'Oraisa or the Rabbanan? First you have to answer that question.
I don't know.
Okay, so you're talking about the Mitzvah. Okay, so Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that the Tzibor is not Yotze Yedechov when they make Kiddush and Shul, right? Lamalei L'Kiddush L'Bei Kiddushto. So what's the whole purpose? And we touched on this already. What's the whole purpose of making Kiddush and Shul? Not being Yotze. So he says, Lafuke Orchin Yedechov Vasan, it's to be Motzi, the guests, the Achlu V'Shasu V'Ganu B'Bei Kiddushto. Because the guests who eat, drink, and sleep in the Shul. So for them, we're making Kiddush. So they had guests that you would eat and drink and sleep in the shul. So again here, this is what we pointed out, Tosos said, so if you don't have guests, according to the Tosos, you don't make Kiddush and shul. There are others, Rishonim, who point out, and the Ran says it, clearly Ran says it here, he says, Va'anu Akshav, we now, Afagav to lo achli orchim ve kiddushta, that no guests eat in the shul, v'naktinon, and we say, that ain't Kiddush and lochim suda, we pass in like Shmuel, that Kiddush has to be where the Suda is, so why would you make Kiddush in the Shul? It's not going to help anybody. Right? Afilu hachi naktinu l'kiddushi b'kiddushto. We still make Kiddush in the Shul. The cave under mikara itkun, mishum orchim. Once we made the takana for the guest, amrinu leish takanas chacham kavuas hein. We say takanas of the chachamim, they're established. We make the takana, we keep it. Kedashachinam den ein sheva be'erev Shabbos. The idea of bracham ein sheva on erev Shabbos. I think that's the magen avos bracha at the end of Shabbos. The itkun mishum Am Shabbosados Abayim Bachrona, right? Because we made that takana for the late people who are still in the fields. Lafil Hachi the less Taima. But even though we don't have that reason anymore, he going to Isnu Kul Be Kanishna because everybody's already there. Armino lay the cave in the Itgun. The takana is made. So that's the machlokas we showed him as to whether or not if there are no guests in the shul, do you still make Kiddush? This shul paskas obviously like Tosos, Rabbi Palakov shul, they make Kiddush very much. They make Kiddush on the rules how you go about doing it. Who drinks it? Leave it to a little kid because it can't be a bracha of atala. So that's that machlokas. Tosos asks, what are you talking about guests who eat and drink in the shul? Who's allowed to eat and drink in the shul? Tosos points out, he says, V'im tomar, Tosos ta'achlu, V'im tomar, v'ha'arminu v'perek v'na'ir, which is in the Gemara Megillah, bote kinesios, about the shuls, ain ochlin v'hen, v'ain shosin v'hen. You're not allowed to eat and not drink in them. And afal gav de'achila v'shtia shol mitzvah mutter, even though an achila v'shtia of mitzvah is mutter, k'damrina b'yushalmi, Shaihochlim Sham be Kiddush Hachodesh, Vigam Akshav Nogim Mishtos Kosav Dollar Brasmila, Mikomakom, Sheino Shul Mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah to eat necessarily now in Shul, right? Vishena and sleeping, Usr, that's Usr and Shul. And even the Shul's above all that they're made on Tanai, that Tanai that they're allowed, that they're not, they lose their Kedushas only when they're not in use. So who's eating and drinking in Shul? So Tosfos says, looking towards the bottom, says, Vishlomar, the lav dafka b'nei kiddushta. It's not dafka in the shul itself, in the sanctuary itself. El chadarim shahayu smuchim lebeis hakneses. You had these rooms that were next door or nearby to the shul. They were attached. Shahayu smuchim lebeis hakneses. Kari bei kiddushta. That's what they called the bei kiddushta. Umisham hayu shomim hakiddush. The guests would be there. They would be in that room. Yeah, they would be in that room. And they would hear, Machlokas, we showed it, whether they have to be in that room, or they just have to see that room. So it also depends about whether you can be Yotzei Abracha, be Bayis L'Bayis, be Makom L'Makom. But as long as you can see it, you would be okay. Bekari Be'i Kiddush, Mishama Yishom Kiddush. Okay? And with Fim, Ashi Perashti, be Makom L'Makom, Mechad Beza, Kishadaito Le'echo, be Makom Acher, Yish Kiddush. And this has to be, that Machlokas is whether you can be Yotzei from one room to another room. You can, according to Tosos, so long as you have Das. So Tosos is saying that they're in the side room. Machlokas, whether they have to be there to hear Kiddush, they have to have in mind when they're in the sanctuary that they can eat there. That's Tosos' answer. Okay, the Ran brings another answer. The Ran brings, he says, and the Ran, Rashba, he says, he's the same question, he says, Efshar de orchu mutarim shemitzvos rabim hi. Because it's a mitzvah of the rabim. You have to feed them. These are guests. They have no place else to go. So it's a mitzvah of the rabim. You see places where there's a mitzvah of the rabim. He sha'ochlim sham mikupa shal tzedakah shemayir. Most likely these people are poor. They don't have anywhere else to go, so they're eating from the charity box of the neighborhood. So it's a tzedakah type thing. So it's mitzvah deraben. That's the potential answer. Okay. So now, Gemara says, "Va'az the Shmuel l'tamei," and Shmuel is l'shitaso. Right. Okay. There are, right. Shmuel is l'shitaso, who says that you're not yotze yechiv of kiddush if you hear it in shul. The Amr Shmuel in Kiddush El Makom Suda, because Shmuel says that Kiddush has to be where you have the meal. In Kiddush Makom Suda, so hold to do what's considered a Suda about making Kiddush. You know, Friday night most people don't do it, but even during the day, people make Kiddush and then they have you know, Kiddush from the Zonos or something. Is that considered Suda? So Machlokas, it's not so Pashut. I mean, Minag Olam is to do that. You know, make a Mizonos. Some people then go home and make Kiddush again. You know, because they weren't making the Makom Suda. Okay. But that does, look, there's a lot of halachas around that. But Savar Minei, we thought, from the words of Shmuel, who said that the people make Kiddush in the Shul, and they eat in their house, are not Yotze the Chovas a Kiddush, have we thought, Hani Mili, Mi Bayis Le Bayis, that when it comes to Makom Suda, that means I can't make Kiddush in one house, and eat in another house. But I would have thought to say, Ava Mi Makom Le Makom, B'chad Besa, but from one place to another place, like from the upstairs to the downstairs in one house, it would be low, meaning I wouldn't have to go back and repeat Kiddush. So that's our girsa. Our girsa is that you would have thought that mi makom l'makom in one house would be okay. There are other girsos that say hani mili mi makom l'makom aval bipina l'pina. Right? Some people have the girsa that would say that you couldn't even be yotze Kiddush if you made it in one corner of the room to another corner of the room. Let's learn our girsa. So hani mili mi bayis l'bayis avi makom l'makom echad besa. You would have thought you wouldn't have to make Kiddush, but no, that's not the case. Because Amar Lahu Rabbanan Bar Tachlifa, Rabbanan Bar Tachlifa said to his Talmidim, it's not true. Zinnin sagi and havei kamina kavei de Shmuel. Many times I stayed by Shmuel. He was standing upstairs. And it came time for Kiddush. He would go down from the upstairs to the downstairs, and then he would make Kiddush. Meaning, even in the same house, if it was one room to another room in the same house, he still would not sit biyotze Kiddush. He would have to go down to the place of where he's making Kiddush. So you see that you have to, according to this girsa, bayis l'bayis for sure not. One room to another room, I guess you can't see, is also for sure not. But from mipina l'pina, which means from if you could see it, or you're in one corner of one room and you make the Kiddush over here and you eat the meal over there, that would be okay according to this. But afrahuna savar ain Kiddush el makom suda. And also Rav Huna, Af Rav Huna Sover, Ein Kiddush Makom Suda. We happen to Paskin, I think we do Paskin, that we say Ein Kiddush Makom Suda, which is interesting, because typically in Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, when it comes to non-Mamonos, Rav and Shmuel, we Paskin like Rav. Here we have Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Shmuel says, you do. And we Paskin like Shmuel. So the reason they give is because you have these Amoraim. We're going to have Rav Huna, and then we're going to have Rabba, who seem to be acting in accordance with the Shita of Shmuel, which indicates that we should go by like Shmuel, despite the rule that we usually don't pass like Shmuel against Rav in Isser cases. Fine. So Gemara says, "V'af Rav Huna Savar she'ein Kiddush l'makom Suda." How do I have that? The Rav Huna Kaddish, Rav Huna made Kiddush. Okay, was in his room and he made Kiddush. This Akra Leshraga, and then the candle blew out before he was able to eat. So he can't eat. Either he can't eat in the dark. Or the Mordechai points out that you're not allowed to eat your Shabbos meal without candles, without something being lit. That's why you have to have candles. But now he can't eat. But so what does he do? But ayo le lemane lebegane de rabba berei. So he went. He took all his food and his clay suda. He went to the chuppah house of his son. Must have been, you know, those days. They would, someone got married, you build an extension to the house, and the couple would live there for whatever amount of time. So he went to the chuppah house of his son, the Havishragel, who had candles over there. The Kaddish, so he made Kiddush again, the Tarmidi, and then he ate. Why did he make Kiddush again? He already made Kiddush before, but he didn't eat there. He couldn't eat there. So he made Kiddush again at the new place, Amaka Savar. You see, he holds, Ein Kiddush, Elav Makom Suda. Kiddush has to be in the place where you're having the meal. The Af Rabba Savar, Ein Kiddush, Elav Makom Suda. And even Rabba held, like Shmuel, that Kiddush has to be the Makom Suda. The Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Ki Havina Beimar, when I was in the house of the master being Rabba, right? He have a mikdash when he would make Kiddush on Shabbos, and we wanted, so we would be by the Rebbe to hear him make Kiddush, we would stay, and then we would leave. So Rabba would say, no, amalad to imumidi, you have to eat here. So Teim Umidi seems to be just eat a little bit, but the Rishonim point out, Rosh Tosel says, Ni'ira Tahayav Teimas Lechem, to actually have the meal. Because they sued that have the meal. So he said, you have to have the meal, eat here. Dilma Adi Azlisul Ushpiza, because you're not going home, you're going to the inn. Maybe when you get back to the inn, Miss Akrilu Hushraga, maybe by the time you get home, the candle would have gone out. Veloma Kaddish Luchu. And you're not going to be able to make kiddush and eat your meal, Beis Achila, the place where you want to eat. Again, not sure either because you're not going to eat because it's dark, or you're not allowed to eat to make kiddush there because it's dark, as the Mordechai pointed out. So he says, lo mekaddish, you're not going to make kiddush over there, and be kiddush tahachol lo nafkisu. And if you don't eat a little bit over here, whatever by my kiddush, you're not going to be able to kiddush. So if you don't eat here, I'm concerned by the time you get to your room, your dorm room, there's going to be no light, you're not going to be able to make kiddush or eat. And if you didn't eat anything here, you weren't yotze kiddush anywhere. So I'll make kiddush here, you eat some, you'll be yotze kiddush. If you go home and it happens to be light, so have another meal. It's fine, no problem. There's no issue of eating more, right? So he says, kiddush tachlo nafka, the ain't kiddush el b'makom su'uda. You see from here again that he holds, ain't kiddush el b'makom su'uda. Right, as Rosh Ram points out, im kiddush v'osad, if you mean kiddush, you didn't eat, but oso makom lo yotze kiddush. Fine. So the Gemara says, Eini, is it really true that Rabbah held like Shmuel? Like, what's going on here? The Gemara asks. V'am Rabaye, did the Abaye say elsewhere, ko mili demar have avikirav levar mehani telas the avik Shmuel? He says that Rav, ko mili demar have avikirav, when Rabbah would always hold like Rav, except for he would hold like Shmuel in three cases. And this is not one of the three cases that's listed. That's what Abaye would say. So Abaye, at one point, says that Rabba would only hold like Shmuel in three cases. And here, and Kiddush Makom Suda is not listed. And here he's saying that Rabba held like Shmuel, but Kiddush Makom Suda. So which one is it? He says, right, so Eini v'amar Abaye, kol milu demar have avik kirav, levar mehani tlas, except for these three cases, the avik Shmuel, he went to Shmuel. What are the three cases? Number one, matirin mibeged lebeged. You can take the tzitzis off of one article of clothing and put them onto the other article of clothing. Madliki minel ner. On Chanukah, you can light from one candle to another candle. Right, Rashi Rambam says, matir beged lebeged. Matir and tzitzis shal talis zo. You take off the tzitzis from this beged, but no stimos from talis acharis, so put them on a different talis. Madliki minel Chanukah lener acharis shal Chanukah. The ain't circle halik minel acharis shal inner Chanukah. He doesn't need the Shabbos. You can move from one Chanukah candle to the other Chanukah candle. And the third thing is halachic Rav Shimon Begreira. He holds like Rav Shimon by dragging the article, the item across the floor, but it's still, it's mutter, because it's a davar shein lekavin. If it's a davar shein lekavin, then it's going to make a charis in the ground. Listen, if it's a psik reisha, one thing. But if it's not necessarily going to happen, it's a davar shein lekavin, he passes like Rav Shimon, and would say it's mutter. As Rav Shimon points out, first wide line, gorer adamita kisei v'safsal, you can drag this chair across the ground, the davar shein lekavin mutter, because davar shein lekavin is going to be mutter. Bahani gimel milim plukta the Rav Shimon v'madlikim, those three things are a machlokas Rav Shmuel in the second barak of Shabbos, the kula of the Rabbi Kishmuel de Mekel. And these places, he went like Shmuel de Mekel, Bahacha amai avi Kishmuel, why is he going like Shmuel here? Lahatcha kiddush makom suda. Why is he going like Shmuel? Hoyel ubechol midi avi kirav barmei haniklas. He always goes like Rav. Why is he going like Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Lahacha Rav Shimon Gagreira, the Tanya, going to Braisa, Rav Shimon Omer, Gorer Odomito Kisei V'Safsal V'Shabbos V'Vatzor Yiskavin Lassos Chari. You can make Dabar Yiskavin. You can drag the bench across the ground inside because they have dirt floors or outside as long as you don't have intention to make a furrow. Again, if it's secretion, it's guaranteed to happen. It's a 500-pound chair. That's a different story. So, but the Gemara's answer, so what's going on? She says, no, because Chumrei D'Rav Havei Ovid. He would always go like the Chumras of Rav. If it was about Chlokas, Rav and Shmuel, he would, and Rav was Chamor, he would always go like Rav, except for these three cases, allowing to switch the tzitzis, allowing to light from one candle to another candle, allowing you to drag, but that Kulei de Rav lo avavid. But he wouldn't go like the Kulas of Rav. Here, he's going to Chumra of Shmuel. He's taking Kiddush from Malkum Suda as a Chumra. So the Rashbam Rishon asks, we have a Gemara in Erevin that says, you can't go like a Chumra, if you have Machlokas, go like the Chumras of this one and the Chumras of that one, that's contradictory. You have to choose a Shita. Right, Tosos points out. So Tosos and the Rashbam answers. You can't go according to the chumras of A and the chumras of B if those chumras contradict each other. Like if you have, but here they don't contradict each other, so it's okay. So you have passes like Shmuel here because Shmuel is going the chumra, and that's why he held like chumra. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to discuss those people who heard Kiddush and Shul. So those people are Kiddush and Shul. Rav said Yayin Yotze Sorry, Rav said Kiddush Yotze, Yayin not Yotze. Shmuel said Kiddush not Yotze and Yayin not Yotze, both. Now comes Rav Yochanan, but Rav Yochanan Amar, Af Yedei Yayin Nami Yotzu. Also, Yayin Yor Yotze. Seems to indicate that he holds like Rav that you don't need Kiddush Makam Suda, so you're Yotze Kiddush. You're also Yotze Yayin, meaning when I went home, I would not have to make another Bor Pir Guffin. I was Yotze with the bracha of the wine in the shul. Again, assuming that he tasted it, that you're the one who tasted it. Rav Yochanan Amar Af Yedei Yayin Minami Yotze, which is interesting again now, because if the word Af means that he also, so he's passing like Rav of Ein Kiddush, you can have Kiddush Shalom Makam Suda. So now it's Rav Yochanan and Rav against Shmuel.
And you just said, assuming you're the one who tasted it.
You have to taste it.
So if you're in your house and somebody makes Kiddush, you have to make a bar prayer, and you don't taste it. But you don't have to do it.
Right.
You have to make a hadafen?
I'm not sure.
And if you had
what's
a
hadafen? Right, what's a...
I'm not sure. Rav Tosfos says, Rav Bam says, Rav Yochanan Amar Afdei Yayin Ami Yotzu, She'ein Tzarech L'Chlachsol Avarech L'Yayin Shebetoch Hasuda, Tosfos points out, Umayri, you know the case, Shoshasu Bevesa Knesses. Right, he goes, Apo Gav, the Inlin Kiddush Yotzu Bishmiya, even though Kiddush is just Yotze, if you hear it, Kedabshin Le'el, the Inin Yayin, Lo Potter, Elim Kain Shasa. You have to drink, Tavi Hefsik. So he's focusing only on the Hefsik. But maybe not. Maybe if you're in the room right there, it's not a Hefsik, because maybe it's not. He's focusing on the hefsek. I don't know, but possibly not in home. I don't know.
If you had a reverse though, aren't you obligated to make a bracha for
him? Not if you have one.
Maybe not if you have a mind to go somewhere else. I don't know. Listen, they bring in the other hilchos brachos, so you have to take all those things have to be consideration. Rav Yochanan Amar Afidei Yayin Nami Yotzu. But Azra Rav Yochanan Tamei. And Rav Yochanan goes L'shitaso, that even the birchas of Yayin Yotzei, the Amar Chanin Bar Abaye, Amar Rapidas, Amar Rav Yochanan, Echot Shinu Yayin, the Echot Shinu Makom, Ein Tzarech Levarech. Whether you get new wine or you change the place, you don't have to make a bracha. What's that? Echot Shinu Yayin means if you bring a new bottle of wine, a different bottle of wine to the table, you don't have to make another Bor Pir Guffin. You already made the Bor Pir Guffin on the previous bottle of wine. The Rashbam says, Shehivil Lo Yayin Michavas Acheres, you brought wine from another barrel. The Yeshlo Tam Mishuna, right? You were drinking Cabernet, and now you brought a Merlot. It's a different taste. O Garua, O Meshuvach, whether it's worse or better, right? Ain't Tzarech Levarech Shenis Aliyayin. You don't have to make another Bracha Aliyayin. But Rashbam points out, when you bring a new barrel of wine to the table, if that second barrel of wine is better wine, you do make a Bracha called a Tova Metiv, right? Aval Tova Metiv, Mia Mevarech, I Meshuvach Ben Arishon. That's a separate Bracha of Tova Metiv. So new wine, you don't have to make a new Bor Pir Guffin. The Echad Shinei Makom, or if you change your place, he says, you also don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make a bracha again. That's what he says. He says, if you drink, so therefore the people who drink wine, who drank the wine in the shul, they don't have to, not going to have to make another bracha of Bor Pir Guffin when they get home. So, what? So I think there is a taste of the subjectivity, but I'm most likely there just because, you know, people like the sweeter, bubbly stuff. The other wines are, maybe we go by, you know, connoisseurs will tell you that the other wine is better wine. Could be. That's the bracha, that's the sugya and bracha, so about what you make it to vomitiv. Some people like white over red. Some people like, okay.
No, but there is an objective better or worse.
Yeah, I mean.
No, there's subjective.
I understand, but I'm saying that there is an objectivity. You're going to tell me that, you know, a good Cabernet is better than a Moscato. No, that's your taste, but what's a better bottle of wine? It's a better bottle of wine. You may not like it. So it depends whether you have the subjectivity or not. But again, that's the Gemara in Brachos. So Meisrei, so they're going to ask him Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said that if you change your place, you don't have to make another bracha. So they ask him Rabbi Yochanan, we have a price that says, Shinui Bakom Tzarech Levarech. If you change your place from one place, you uproot, you go from one place to another place, you have to make a bracha Rishon in the second place, right? The bracha that you made in place A doesn't potter you in place B, right? But Shinu Yayin, that agrees. Shinu Yayin ain't Tzarech Levarech. But Shinu Yayin, you don't have to make a bracha, or if you change the wine. So you see, Tiyuftu, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyuftu, Rabbi Yochanan is upslug, because you see here, clear brisa. If you change Shinu Makom, requires a new bracha Rishonah. So now Gemara talks about Shinu Makom Bebrachos, which is a very, very complex sugya. So Yosef Rav Idi, Okay, Yossi Rav Idi, Yossi Rav Idi Bar Avin Kamed Rav Chizda. So Rav Idi Bar Avin sitting before Rav Chizda. The Yossi Rav Chizda Kamesh Made Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda sitting and talking. And he says in the name of Rav Huna, Hada Amart Shinui Mokum Tzarech Levarech. That which you have said, that if you change your place, in the middle, you get up and you move somewhere else while you're eating, you need to make another bracha, lo shanu elami bayis labayis. It's only if I went from one house to another house. Aval mimakom lemakom, but if I went from upstairs to downstairs in the house, then lo, I don't have to make another bracha. Which is different than what we just said by Kiddush. By Kiddush we said from makom lemakom was not good. But for brachas and enyan, we're saying that makom lemakom is okay. Right, and Amar Le Rav Idi Bar Avin, right? So Rav Idi Bar Avin says to him, "Oh, Hachi Tanidin Le B'Mastisa De'Berav." Sorry, B'Mastisa De'Berav Hinak. In the Brice, in the Yeshiva of Rav Hinak, the Amar Le B'Mastisa De'Berav Hinak Kevaseich. We have a Brice that supports you that if you move, that this idea that you have to make a new bracha if you move only applies if you move from bias to bias. If you move from one place to another place, if you go from the dining room, I guess, upstairs or downstairs to the basement, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. Then the Gemara asks, Rashbam takes out these words, we'll just read them, Ela Rav Huna Masnitza Kamash Malan, Rav Huna Masnitza Lo Shemile. In other words, once you brought a brisa, the Gemara asks, what's Rav Huna come to teach us? That which is taught in the brisa? The Gemara says, yeah, Rav Huna didn't hear about that brisa. Rashbam takes this out because that's throughout Shas, we have an Amora saying something, and then we have the words, Tanan Ameachi. Because the Amoraim, where Rashbam points out, the Amoraim were expected to know Mishnayos, they weren't necessarily expected to know all the Brisos. There are tons of Brisos all over the place, and they weren't necessarily to know all the Brisos. So the Rashbam takes out this idea, this question, what, he's only teaches what's said in a Brisa? Oh, he didn't hear the Brisa. Okay, that's all the time. The Amoraim didn't hear the Brisos. Okay. The Su Yossi, now we make a qualification of this rule. The Su Yossi Rav Chizda, the Kamarish made in Nafshe. Before it was Rav Chizda who said in the name of Rav Huna, now Rav Chizda is saying his own Chiddush Torah. Had amart shini makom sarach levarich. That which we have just said, that if you change your place, you need to make another bracha, shini makom sarach levarich, that only a case is lo amaron, ela bidvarim, she'ein te'unim bracha l'achrei b'mikoman. That's only by things that do not require a bracha achroner in their place. We'll figure out what those are. But if it's something that will require a bracha achroner where you ate, where you started, then if you go somewhere else, you still have intent to come back to make the bracha achrona, so you don't have hesech hadas, and therefore if you went somewhere else, you don't have to make a bracha rishona. So, ela b'dvarim she'intunim bracha l'achareyem. However, aval b'dvarim hatu'unim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman, but, sorry, I just said it backwards. If it's something that doesn't require a bracha achrona b'mkoman, meaning if I leave, I can make the bracha achrona where I go, so that would require another bracha rishona, because I'm not going to come back. But if it's something that's tu'unim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman, if it's something that requires a bracha rishona in the place, then I'm going to come back, and therefore ain't sarach levarach, I don't have to make another bracha rishona, my taima, to the kviya kama hadar. Because you're going to come back, if you have to make a bracha achrona where you started, you're going to come back, and you're not going to have hesech hadas, so therefore you don't have to make another bracha rishona. So what are these things that tu'unim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman? So look at Rashbam, I keep saying tosos. So Rashbam says, "Bedvarim she'einam tu'unim bracha l'achareyem b'mkoman." Things that do not require bracha achrona in their place, you go mayim operos, like water or fruits, things that you make a boring nefashos, it seems. She'ena tu'unim bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman, they don't have an important bracha, ela boring nefashos rabos, they just have a boring nefashos. Hilkach, therefore, ain't sarach levarach from kol macharein. You can drink your water, and then you're not kovei yasuda, and then you walk away, you can make the bracha achrona where you walk away to. Devada cave into om amed, because once he got up, v'holach b'makom acher amidoso zoi gemar suda. If I'm having a glass of water, and then I get up and I move somewhere, that's the end of my meal. I'm done. Because I'm not, right, okay? V'hach suda achrisi b'tzarach levarach kula. And if I go have another glass of water somewhere else, then I'm starting anew, and therefore I have to make another bracha rishonda. Aval dvarim, Rashbam says, dvarim tunim bracha l'achreim b'mkoma, but things that require bracha achrona in their place, kloma bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman, like its own bracha, right, srichim b'mkoman, ki go shivas haminim, goes to shivas haminim, the isbehu bracha achas rin shalosh. So he says, the shivas haminim requires an alam michya, hoya v'lo beirich achareyan, if you didn't make a bracha achrona, v'halach b'makom achar lisod, and you went somewhere else to continue the meal, al das kfiyas harishona halach, you're going with the intent for the first kviyos, levarach bracha achas al shteyan, to make one bracha on both of them, because you're going to have to come back to make the bracha. Right? Well, if name nami, tzarech lachs levarach, that's why you don't have to make another bracha rishona. So he says that it's talking about main shalosh. Then there are those who say that's only zonos, If it was only Tumim Mikra Mitzvah, and then Tosfos brings another shita, it's only Hamotzi. So it's three machlokas of what this means of Dvarim Tu'unim Brach Lachorim Koman. Is it anything that makes it a main shalosh? If it's only Mizonos and Hamotzi, or just Hamotzi? So that's and Rashbam says the Kviya Kamakada, you Kolomer Al Das Suda Rishonu Ochel Achshav Asayim Suda. So he's going to be he's das to finish his suda on the first meal. So he can when he goes somewhere else and he can continue eating without a bracha Rishonu because he's going to go back to the other place to make his bracha achrona. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. So Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says no. Echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzarach levarich. Rav Sheshes says no. Whether or not it's something that requires al michya or benching, or whether or not just a burning the flesh, still in each case, if you move to another or to another location, you would have to make another bracha rishona. He argues. I guess he argues on Rav Chisda. Okay. So meisveis. Now we're going to ask on Rav Chisda. Okay. Rav Chisda was one who said that dvarim hatuunim bracha lachareyim bimkoman. So we're going to say, let's just say a benching or al michya. Then, if you shinui makom, does not require you to make another bracha rishona. This is the following case. B'nei chabura shayim misubim lishtos. So you have b'nei chabura who are leaning around to drink. I guess they were having their meal, right? Some people have the gears of yayin, but okay, misubim lishtos. But akru ragleyem latsis likras chasen likras kala. So they uprooted themselves from their place, they uprooted themselves to go do the mitzvah, to welcome a chasen or a kala. Right, kishehin yotzin, when they leave their place, ain't to unim bracha l'mafreya. They don't need a bracha chrona before they leave because they're going to come back. I guess they have a mind to come back. Kishehin chozerin, and when they come back to continue the meal, ain't to unim bracha l'chatchila. They don't require another bracha. So b'med dvarim amurim, when is this said that they don't have to make a bracha chrona and then a bracha rishona? That's hinichu sham zakin l'chole. If they left somebody there. They left an old person or an infirm person. They left somebody there. He's going to stay there and, I guess, maintain the establishment of the meal. Okay? Shelo hinichu sham zaken chola. Aval lo hinichu sham lo zaken velo chola. But if you don't leave somebody there, kishehin yotzim, when they leave, to unim bracha mafreya, they're going to have to make a bracha chrona before they leave. Ukushen chosim, and obviously they made a bracha chrona. When they come back, they're going to have to make a bracha rishona. They're going to have to make a bracha rishona. So now what's the case? Why don't you just say, okay, they just were having a shakal. They weren't having, someone says, no. Midikatani akru ragleim, when it says they uprooted their meal, right, akru ragleim, miklal, that indicates, tibidvarim hatu'unim brachel achreim bimekom maskinan, that we're talking about, they're having a real meal. They uprooted their meal. It must be they have a real meal. They were having a mazonos or had a bread. What's the whole reason why they don't have to make a bracha rishona when they come back, or a bracha that shinui makom doesn't change anything? It's because they nichusham sakin echola. Who did the kashu yotzim ain't in the bracha mafreya? It's only because they left somebody there that they don't have to make a bracha achrona. Ukushen chosim ain't in the bracha chil, don't make a new bracha. Avaloi nichusham sakin echola, but they didn't leave over a zakin or a chol over there. So then kashen yotzim to the bracha mafreya. When they would leave, they would need a bracha achrona. Ukushen chosim, when they come back, to unim bracha lechatchila, they would. So that's a kashan Rav Chisda, right? That's a kashan Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that no matter what, if it's something that's to unim bracha lechareyem, then shinui makom is not going to require you to make another bracha rishona. So I went there, I came back. I went to Rav Chisda, I don't have to make another bracha rishona. Here, they went there, they're coming back, and the only reason why they don't have to make another bracha rishona is because they left somebody there. Had they not left somebody there, they would have had to make another bracha rishona. So that's a kasha on Rav Chisda. So Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, from Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, there's like no place to stop. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Mantana, who is the author of this brisa that says, the author of Akiros, this author of this brisa of Akiros, that in order to not have to make a bracha Rishona when you come back, you have to leave somebody there? That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Chisda is just going to hold it to Rabbanan. It's not a big deal. Rav Chisda has another Tana. Right, that's this Obraisa is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, we have the Braisa, Chaveim Shayim Mesubim, you have friends that are sitting to eat, the Akru Agleim, and they got up, they uprooted themselves before they benched. Lelech lebeis haknesset lebeis hamedrash. They want to go daven mariv. Right in the middle of the meal, they want to go daven mincha mariv. So kishen yotzim, when they leave, ain't turning bracha lemafreya. They don't have to make a bracha chrona. Hukshem chozim, when they come back, ain't turning bracha lechatila. They don't have to make a bracha rishona. Right in Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says, medvar mamurim, is machay nichusham mixas chaveim. Ravalo nichusham mixas chaveim. But they don't leave anybody there. Then when they leave, kishen yotzim, turning them to bracha lemafreya, they have to make a bracha chrona. Hukshem chozim, turning bracha lechatila. So therefore, you see, according to it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda that you have to leave somebody there. Rabbi Chizkiah would say, I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. I hold like the Chachamim who say that if you have an item that's Tom, Brachim Lachrayim, then Shini Makom is not going to require you another Brach Rishon. Okay, we're right smack in the middle, but there's not really a place to stop. So we'll stop here, and then we'll pick up tomorrow on Daf Kufbeis. Everyone have an excellent day.